the COVID-19 mRNA genetic injections have killed
17 million people.
Yep.
Absolutely stunning. Can you please tell us more about the paper?
That's the global number. We studied many countries in Latin America and in the equatorial region, so we have a representative sample of the world, we believe. Many injections, it's what, it's 10% of the world population,
yeah.
9% of injections, or the other way around. So the number we extract from our analysis allows us, we calculate the toxicity of the vaccine for all ages, and the number allows us, given the number of doses that have been given worldwide, to conclude that 17 million people would have been killed by this vaccine. And having it by time, like by week or by month, and by age group, means that you can actually see when there's a rollout of a booster, for example, which happens very quickly in time for a given age group, you can actually see immediately following it a maximum in the all-cause mortality. So an excess mortality actual peak that's temporally associated with that rollout. And we see that repeatedly for each rollout.
Consistently across all countries.
All the countries that have sufficient data where you're able to look at it and you have both the vaccine data and the mortality data, this is what we see.